Heavy rains across the state have caused severe flooding in parts of Maui, Oahu, and Kauai. The surging waters took out bridges, caused landslides, and sent hundreds of gallons of water and mud surging through several homes, prompting Governor David Ige to declare a state of emergency. Whenever natural disasters strike, many are left to clean up what's left, and many questions about what to do next arise. The Conversation's Russell Subiono spoke with Carol T.L. Beam, the state coordinator for the National Flood Insurance Program, which is overseen by the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources.
With the recent heavy rain causing flooding, landslides, and evacuations on Maui, Oahu, and Kauai this week, what's the most important thing someone who is directly impacted should do right now?
If they're directly impacted right now, I mean, I'd like for them to be safe, take all the precautions that local officials are telling folks to do.
I know that there's a lot of information out there that can help people, but people may not always know where to go to find that information. What would you say is a good place for people impacted by the flooding to find the information to help them recover?
Well, I think the first and foremost thing, I mean, if they have suffered any type of damage, I mean, flood damage or other damages related to the flooding, then I would want them to call their insurance agent first and foremost, because there are some deadlines and time-sensitive things that need to happen. And so calling and contacting their agent is really important. Now, someone might say, well, I don't have flood insurance, and I don't know if you know that most homeowners' policies don't cover for flood. So if you didn't have flood insurance prior to this event, you will likely not be covered. So even though someone doesn't have flood insurance, I really strongly suggest that they call their agent, because, you know, a lot of times we don't remember what kind of insurance we have, what it covers, what it doesn't cover. So it would be a good time to touch bases with your agent to find that out, because if they don't have flood insurance, probably a good time to think about it, especially if they, you know, did suffer damages. Hurricane season is right around the corner.
Quite possibly one of the biggest misconceptions homeowners have about their homeowners insurance is that it might cover flood. And
right,
it sounds like flood insurance is actually a separate policy.
It is a separate policy. And I say most homeowners, because I can't speak for all. I mean, it's just in general. But of course, like I said, talking to your insurance agent and understanding what type of insurance you have, what it covers and what it doesn't cover, then you'll probably know that you may need to purchase flood insurance. And that would be for a future event, unfortunately, because the 30-day wait typically for it to go into effect.
So anybody who were to purchase insurance now, they'd have to wait 30 days to be able to file a claim or be able to benefit from that particular insurance.
Right. I mean, typically, because there are a few conditions upon which the insurance would be effective immediately. But in general, if you were just to optionally buy insurance, because say like this event, you know, you realize, wow, I need to be insured. The sooner you get it, the better, because it's going to be a 30-day wait and hurricane season is coming up, and then it looks like we're going to ride out this wet, rainy season, and then a brief pause, and then we go into hurricane season. So it's really important that folks understand what they're protected by in terms of insurance.
I hear what you're saying. It's even for people who weren't affected by the recent floods, with potential storms coming in later, especially with hurricane season coming up, it's best that they start thinking about how to protect their property and their home and their valuables by checking into insurance. And does flood insurance cover damage from storms, or is there like a separate storm insurance somebody has to get?
I say it's complicated because I'm not an insurance professional. I'm an engineer. But there's a specific definition of flood, and you have to meet that definition in order for you to qualify to file a claim under your flood insurance. And then, you know, there's hurricane insurance, which is usually wind-driven. there's all different types. And then you might have flooding from, say, like a some kind of pipe in your home that broke and it started to flood your living room or something. That may be covered, under homeowners, you know. So there's different scenarios, and you'd need different types of coverages, and that's why it's super important to discuss those things with your agent.
It sounds like it's very nuanced in what kind of insurance covers what kind of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's best that homeowners or property owners or even renters talk to an insurance agent and see what kind of covers they can get
for
each particular situation.
Because the NFIP does have flood insurance for renters to cover their contents.
In your experience, is there a high risk for flooding here? Are we kind of average on the spectrum?
In general, we have a lot of high-risk areas. But when I say we have a lot of high-risk areas, these are based on studies that FEMA has done on historical data. So this is not including sea level rise, which is, you know, something that is projected.
Yeah.
So the flood map that folks have to build to, or that would be required to have flood insurance as a condition of the loan, is not, it doesn't have sea level rise taken into account. The maps are based on historical data, and it's based on a 1% annual chance event, which you might have heard the term 100-year flood,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't take into account sea level rise. So it's important for folks to know, especially who live along the coast, who live along the east side where I live, and we see water coming over Cam Highway and, you know, eroding the roadways. I mean, we know that this is happening, so we can ensure ourselves to protect against sea level rise. We can actually build to a higher standard to protect against sea level rise.
Back to information available to people impacted by the floods. FEMA and DLNR's National Flood Insurance Program has a 5-step how to file a flood insurance claim fact sheet on their website. So the first step is to start a claim with the insurance company. The second step is to document the loss. Are you able to give any tips on how thoroughly that documentation should be?
I would take as much pictures and video that you can, because, see, we're out here in the middle of the Pacific, and a lot of times these adjusters are coming in from the mainland, and it takes time. And especially now during COVID, you know, there's probably extra things that need to be done before they can get on island and hit the ground running and doing these damage assessments. So it's important to take a lot of pictures before, you know, it becomes a health hazard where, you know, the property owner really needs to start to dispose of some of the items or putting it off to the side, definitely, because of mold setting in and stuff like that. So it's important to take as much pictures as you can, but really call your agent as soon as possible, because there's things that they may say you need to save and you don't want to throw that away. And then the other thing I really think that people, if possible, can do is try to back that data up, those pictures, those videos on Dropbox, Amazon or Google or something. There's probably free apps that you can do just in the event that something happens to your phone or your camera, and then you lose all of that documentation before your adjuster can even get out here.
Yeah, and it's so easy for us to drop our phones or lose them or they get misplaced in any other way. So yeah, very important for those impacted by the floods to back up their phones and their videos and their pictures. Is there any particular number or website that a person can go if they were impacted by the floods?
What I'm trying to do is trying to gather all of that information that you're talking about that people need all in one place. Because, you know, when you're in this situation and you can't be trying to Google and try to search all of these different sites. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to put together a web page really dedicated to this event and all the different resources and pull it into one place. So if your listeners want to visit waihalana.org, that's waihalana.org, and read our blog, and then I will actually be developing a web page. I'm in the process of putting it together to pull together the different counties' information as well as the state information into one place, and the fact sheets and all that good stuff.
That was Carol Tiao Beam, the state coordinator for the Department of Land and Natural Resources National Flood Insurance Program. She was talking with The Conversation's Russell Subiono. And just a heads up, if you've been impacted by the recent flooding, we will have links to all that good information from DLNR and also information from the Hawaii Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.